Okay, so the truth is, the Chamer Tav is the one that's least connected to the Inyan, but I want to use it just to enter in, because we've said many times that the word Hayom is always Rosh Hashanah. So I want to think about why Hayom is the word for Rosh Hashanah. So first, a little something from this past week's parsha. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. If Hayom is Rosh Hashanah, so what's the Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem? So he gives a couple explanations. I'll give you three of them. He has more than three. But let's see. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. This Chamer Tav was, his name was of Avram Simcha Horowitz. He was known as the Rebbe of Baranov. And then he settled in Yerushalayim at the end of his life. And he passed away, I think, 1910, 1911, somewhere in the early 1900s. Very, very deep Giluyim in Torah. So he says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Ish Levar, Aderach Amram Zal, Rakos Ba'amida, Koshos B'Yeshiva. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was learning the Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu, the lighter inyanim he was able to stand for, right? Rakos, the softer matters were were received by Amida. Kashos, but the harder ones, the harsher ones, be yeshiva. Right? You dread those moments where, God forbid, you got that phone call and someone's like, you need to sit down to hear what I'm about to tell you. Because it's a davar kasha. If it's a gentle matter, so you don't, it doesn't, you know, you're able to be makabal it while you're still standing on your feet. Because something which is, again, which is pleasant, a person is able to stand. He doesn't feel that his legs are giving way when he hears something that's pleasant. We know that Hayom in the Zohar Kadosh is a code word for Rosh Hashanah. And it's also a Rashi in the first parak of Iyov, in case you haven't heard yet. Yeah? So Hayom always is Merami's Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe Baranov has a beautiful tefillah in these words. Atem nitzavim Hayom. You should be able to stand on Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzavim. You should be able to nitzavim, to be standing on Rosh Hashanah. And what do we say? When a person receives something that's not harsh, he's able to stand. So he says exactly. Mavtiach ha-kosav atem nitzavim Hayom. Ki lo yishpot osanu b'kashas. That Hashem shouldn't judge us in a way that's harsh, that we feel like we need to sit down, that we're going to collapse. We should be zochet to receive things which we're able to, again, be able to stand to receive. That are easily processed, quick to understand, and gentle. That there is Rashi Zal Shom B'Megillah, as Rashi explains over there, Mesachas Megillah, that Rakos, things which, again, which are easily appreciated, which of course is bracha. And when Hashem deals a heavy hand to us, it's also a bracha in disguise. When a person is sick and they have to have an operation, so if you didn't understand the nature of the operation, you would think that the doctor hates the person. He's cutting them open with a knife. He's doing it to heal them. But it's hard to understand. It's not easily grasped. You have to have a deeper understanding of what's happening to appreciate why that's a good thing. Right? Revealed good is obviously much easier to understand. So, Rakos Ba'amida, Rashi says in Megillah, Mahir Lishmo. It's quickly understood. Easily understood. Good, revealed good is easily understood. Yeah? We daven for this every day. We say Hashem should give us revealed good. And we say Hashem is Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Hashem should be Gomel Chasadim Tovim. You ever think about those words? Gomel Chasadim Tovim, as opposed to what? Chasadim Ra'im? You should do kindness which is good, as opposed to what? Kindness which is bad? What was Chasadim Tovim? So there's a commentary on the Siddur called Baruch Sha'amar, from the author of the Torah Tamima. Baruch Levi Epstein. So he says no. He says that there are chasadim, which are obviously good, and then there's chasadim that Hashem does, because everything Hashem does is good, which are not so obvious. So it's not tov, it's not pleasant. And we ask Hashem, you should be kind to us and give us the types of chasadim that are tovim, that are easily understood. So atem nitzav mayom, as we read this parsha, and we know that the Shabbos before Yom Tov has all of the energy of the Yom Tov, it's really a tefillah to Hashem, and it's Moshe being mechazek Klal Yisrael, that what? That you're going to be zochet to come to Rosh Hashanah, you'll be standing and receiving the bracha that Hashem has in store for each and every one of us for the new year. It's a beautiful pshat. It's a second pshat. Od Yesh Lomar, Al Pi, the Isa B'tikune Zohar, Uvezimna Dishchinta Smichesla, Miyad Kala Nafik Ben Adam Omer Al Raglecha. At a time when the Shechina is close, a voice, nafik means goes out, Ben Adam Amor Avaglecha. Son of man, stand on your feet. In Yecheskel, it's always Ben Adam. So it's called Ben Adam and Yecheskel. Must be something deep to that. V'ka'am mimara dilei v'nafik midina shalim begufe v'shalim b'mamone. And a person emerges from his, right, from the place where he's hiding, so to speak, and his judgment goes out that he should be full of body and full in Parnasa. He should have what he needs. So again, v'hayom romez al Rosh Hashanah. Hayom aludes to Rosh Hashanah. U'mavtiach ha'kasev atem nitzavim. Ki'el lanu smicha d'shchinta lamun avaglenu. U'letzeis midina shalim b'kula. So the same way that, again, this passage in Tikkun HaZohar says that when the Shechina is close, a voice comes out and says, stand on your feet. So again, atem nitzavim hayom. That on Rosh Hashanah we should realize that Hashem is close. Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. Call out to Hashem when he's karuv. When Hashem is close. And therefore, we should also, Bizocha, he says, that we should have the din should be completely good. Both in Guf and Mamon, V'yeschadish aleinu shana tova. Amen. So again, similar idea, but again, it highlights the closeness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's presence, right? Lifnei Hashem titar, which is what Yom Kippur is about. To be able to, lifnei Hashem, to mamish see yourself as being in the presence of Hashem. Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. Call out to him, kru b'yoso karov. Call out to Hashem when he's close. And the Gemara says, when is he close? During the Aser Smei Tshuva. Mar says he's always close. He says, yeah, but he's especially close. Even for a yachid, even for an individual, you can be extra close to Hashem during these days.
Do we see that there's an Indian to stand specifically on Rosh Hashanah?
Is there an Indian to stand Dafka on Rosh Hashanah? I don't know. It's an interesting question. I mean, we have the tekios, the mushav, so that's something to definitely think about. And that's meaning it's the mu'umad tekios that really, right? When the Gemara refers to the tekios of sitting and the tekios of standing, but that really mean, and it's a question in terms of halacha, whether or not one has to stand for the tekios, right? But the first set of tekios, meaning before the Shemona Esrei, are officially one can sit, right? And then there's the tekios me'uman, when we're standing, either during the Shemona Esrei, like some kihilos do, you blow the shofar during the silent Shemona Esrei, or during the Chazar Sashah. So that's the tekios of me'uman, the standing tekios. So part of what the Satan is afraid of is when he sees that the Jews are still standing, right? That we were sitting down for the tekiyos, but then we stand ourselves back up. He sees that we're not giving up so easily. So yeah, there's definitely a certain bracha in being able to stand for the tekiyos as being hinted to here. We say in Ashrei, Chazar Avart from a couple of years ago, Karav Hashem l'chol karav, l'chol asher yikru'u ve'emes. Yeah. I thought you could say the following part. Karav Hashem l'chol karav. Hashem is close to all who call out to him. And then you have to read it almost as like a conversation, right? I mean, because it's hard. He says here that, again, we have to feel that we're in the presence of Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik used to emphasize that. The whole cleansing process of Yom Kippur is the fact that you're lifnei Hashem. And the Rav developed an idea that anytime you're lifnei Hashem, there's unbelievable simcha. There's a simcha of being lifnei Hashem. That's why many of the times when the Torah is Merami, it's a Simcha, there's always a coming before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're in the presence of Hashem, you feel overjoyed that you feel Hashem's presence in your life. So we say, Karav Hashem l'chol karav, Hashem is close to all who call out to Him, right? And that's how do you read the Pasuk? Karav Hashem l'chol karav, l'chol asher yikru'u v'emes. So the Pasuk Pshat is what? Hashem is close to everyone who calls to Him in truth, if you call to Him in sincerity. If you call to Hashem honestly, if you talk to Hashem for real, if you make Hashem real, then Hashem will make Himself real to you. He'll reveal Himself to you. That's the Pasuk Pshat. But I thought you could say, Karav Hashem l'chol karav. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all who call out to Him. So you say, really? Everyone? L'chol asher yikru'u, to everyone who calls out to Him? So you say, yes, be'emes. Yes, be'emes, it's true. You hear? Karav Hashem l'chol karav. He said, me? Hashem's close to me? Anyone who calls to Him? L'chol? To everyone who calls to Him? He said, yes, be'emes. Be'emes, it's true. You have to believe that Hashem is close to you. That Hashem wants to have a personal relationship with you. And that's the Atem Nitzav Mayom. Atem Nitzav Mayom means that there's a voice, a baskol, so to speak, comes out and says, Ben Adam, Amor Aglecha. Stand up, because you're in the presence of the Shekhinah. Okay, a third pshat. Odi Yishlomar. Ki Amru Chazal, Mokum Shabali Tshuva Omdin. Something else to think about this. The concept of Amida, the famous Gemara in Brachos, right? That the place that the Baal Tshuva stands, Tzadik Gamor is not able to be in such a place. So what does it mean, the place that the Baal Tshuva stands? Why doesn't it just say Makom Baal Tshuva? What does it mean, Makom Shabali Tshuva Omdim, the place where the Baal Tshuva stands? Who is Sefer Yaros Dvash? Anyone know who wrote the Yaros Dvash? It's a famous work of Drashos. Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz wrote the Yaros Dvash. Beautiful, beautiful drashas, long drashas. Medaktik alashon omdim. So he was medaktik. He picked up on this. Makom shebali tshuva omdim. Sha'amru lebali tshuva. Right, that which it says about bali tshuva standing with tirates. What does it mean? Ki bekalach tshuva hu ba bebate gavai. Shesham ein yeshiva ela amida. Besod srafim omdim. We know the Gemara in Chagiga says that there's inner chambers and there's outer chambers. Hashem, like any melech, has an outer room to the palace, right? Maybe an entranceway. And then there's the inner throne room where the king sits upon his throne. When Esther goes, so to speak, lifnei Achashverosh, and she's nervous to come before the melech, yeah, because she knows she's going, so to speak, lifnei v'lifnim, kodesh kodesh. Achashverosh's palace, modeled after the Beis HaMikdash, wanting to have the kelim when he celebrated, when Vashti was killed. Right? So a king has outer rooms and a king has inner rooms. There's a concept that what? That when one comes to the Bate Gavai, that means the inner rooms. But Bate Gavai, Sham in Yeshiva El Amida. The closer you are to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more, right? No one sits in front of the king. That's why the Gemara talks about in Masechta Sota and other places that in the Beis HaMikdash you have to stand. In Yeshiva, Ba'azara El Amalchus Beis David Bilvad. Only David HaMelech and his descendants are allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara. If you're in the presence of the king, and you're not a king, then you have to stand. Malchus Beis David is a king, so they're also allowed to sit. Again, exactly why that is and how that works is a good question. There's a Marshan and Sota about that. Right? But again, when you're in the Bate Gavoi, when you're in the presence of the king, so, Srafim Omdim. The angels that have the innermost access, they stand. Okay, and therefore what? Because of B'Sefer Yismach Moshe, Shemizeh HaTam Nikra HaBal Tshuva Anshe Mamad. That's why we find that about tshuva is referred to as what? As people who stand, Ayin Sham B'Parshas Kisavo, where the Yismach Moshe develops this idea. So again, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. V'chol Zanir Mazum Mikra Shilvanino, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Hayom, which hints Harom is Rosh Hashanah, Kanizkar La'el, Shu Aschalas Yimei HaTshuva, Umavtiach Lanu HaKasub, Atem Nitzavim. You're wondering, am I going to be about tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? It's Hayom, it's Rosh Hashanah. Am I going to be about tshuva? So the fact that the Pasuk says you're standing, that means two things. It means, first of all, that you're in the inner room of the king, like we said in the previous piece. But more than that, Makum Shabali Tshuva Omdim. If you're standing, that's a sign that you're about tshuva. Shetasu tshuva shlema v'tu nekram anche mamad. To be called that group of people who are worthy of the title, people who are standing. Yan kulchem lifnei Hashem lokechem. Right? Atem nitzavim hayom. You're standing today. Kulchem lifnei Hashem lokechem. Shetavo el bate gavai lifnei Hashem. You should come to the inner chambers to be before Hashem. Shesham in yeshiva rakamida. Because again, a Jew who makes his way all the way in is able to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a schus. That means you've made it to the innermost chambers. If you're still sitting outside, that means you haven't yet had an audience with the king. But if you're about tshuva, makom shebali tshuva omdim, that means you've made real contact with the king. Okay, now all of this, again, is connected to the parsha we just read. Right, but this word hayom, which he's showing us is so deeply connected to Rosh Hashanah, I wanna, in a very practical derech avoda type of way, explain to you why hayom is such an important word when it comes to tshuva. Okay, so first let's learn a piece from Rabbi Nachman. As a goodbye present for those heading to Uman. Okay, Reish Ayin Beis. This is from the Kitzur Lekutei Maran. The Kitzur Lekutei Maran. Okay, but it's very similar. The piece itself in the actual Likutei Maran is very small. It's a small paragraph. But it's mamish, a major yesod in the Avodas Hashem, and it'll teach you how to come to Rosh Hashanah. Reish Ayin Beis. Klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. A major principle in Avodas Hashem. Shelo yasim l'neged einav kiyam oso hayom she'omed bo. Why is Rosh Hashanah called that? What's the hardest part about being a Baal Tshuva? The hardest part is mainly two fears. I'm embarrassed of my past. I don't feel that I'll ever be able to undo what I've done in the past. It haunts me forever. Choices I made in the past that I'm embarrassed of. And I don't really believe that I can get those to disappear. And I'm also nervous about my future. I'm nervous about my past and I'm nervous about my future. I'm nervous and ashamed of things that I've done in the past. And I'm not confident that I'll be able to maintain this level of righteousness or this level of connection that I feel right now in the future. So Rabbi Nachman says, a Jew has to live in the moment. Hayom. Rosh Hashanah is called Hayom because if you want to be able to be successful in Rosh Hashanah, you have to be able to just be Hayom. You have to be present. You have to focus on the day. And that's really that's the key to every single day of our life, Rabbi Nachman says. If I'm going to live today based on how I lived yesterday, right, so that's very paralyzing. Either yesterday was a great day or a terrible day, it doesn't really matter. The fact that yesterday is imposing itself upon today makes it hard for me to appreciate the moment. Or my fear of tomorrow is going to make it difficult for me to enjoy the moment that I have right now. So he says, the klal gadol b'avodas Hashem shelo yasim l'neged einav ki im osa hayom shomid bo. A person needs to focus on the day that he's standing right now. When the Jews were living in the Midbar, as they were becoming Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu trained them and taking it one day at a time. How did Hashem do that?
The man.
You had breakfast and you had dinner. And then tomorrow, we'll worry about tomorrow's breakfast and tomorrow's dinner. In Parnassa, people get so nervous. How am I going to pay for things in 15 years from now? Don't worry. You don't have to... Of course, a person has to do his ishtadlis, and a person has to be responsible, and a person has to try to save money, but you have to do it with a sense of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam runs the world, and if I have what I need today, so why am I not able to daven Shmona Esrei now, because I'm anxious about the job I'm going to have to get in 2.5 years from now when I graduate college. That's crazy. Rabbi Nachman says that's crazy. That's a trick of the Yitzhara. Hein be'isek parnasa v'tzarchuso tzarech shelo yachshom yom l'chaver k'mu b'svar. When it comes to parnasa and the person's physical needs, you shouldn't be thinking so many days ahead. You don't have to worry from one day to the next, as the Sfarim explained. V'chein ba'avodas Hashem. And the same thing is true. You sit down with a new Masechta. You open up Masechta Sukkah. And you say, Masechta Sukkah, more than 50 daf of Gemara. Right? Okay, but I don't have to worry about 50 daf of Gemara. I have to worry about one line of Gemara. Rav Freifeld, who was one of my favorite people ever, who I never met, Shlomo Freifeld Zatzal. Rav Freifeld had a Talmud who felt that he couldn't learn. So Rav Freifeld said to him, I see that you're like overwhelmed by 2,711 pages of Shas. And that's really not your avodah right now. So Rav Freifeld he took one page of a Gemara, and he had a leather bound. A one daf Masechta. And he said, this is your Masechta. That's it. He said, you finish this, we'll make a big siyum. And he had a leather bound, so it looked, you know, like a... He said, that's it, that's your avodah. I saw Rav Freifeld used to teach Mishnayos. He would teach one line at a time, one word at a time, until everyone in the room got it down, and then he would go on. And the way, there's so much to learn. Okay, yeah, there's so much to learn. But right now, I have to look at this moment right now. In Avodas Hashem, lo yasim l'neged einav ki im osu hayom va'osu hashal levad. To live with that moment. Ki kesherotzim lichnos v'avodas Hashem, nidme la'adam kilu hu masa kaved. When a person begins Avodas Hashem, it's a big burden. You say, I want to be from, and I want to be a good Jew, but there's a lot to do, there's a lot to learn. How am I ever going to carry this big weight, this heavy burden? But if I take it one day at a time, or maybe even less, if I take it 1 minute at a time, then all of a sudden it's not so hard. Can I do this can I not speak Lashon Hara for the next 5 seconds? Yes, good, so do that for 5 seconds and just keep doing it for 5 seconds at a time. And you'll never speak Lashon Hara. Shvira Seinayim, can I guard my eyes for the rest of my life? Ah, it's so hard, such a taiva. Okay, but can I choose not to look right now? And then can I make that choice again? And one time, one at a time. Right? Gam shelo yidcha miyom liyom leimor machar aschim, machar espalel. A person shouldn't say, tomorrow I'll start davening, tomorrow I'll start learning. Right? That's a person who's scared to get started because he feels like, I'm not ready. It's so much, you don't have to worry about everything. Talk about right now. Hayom. That's Rosh Hashanah, it's called Hayom. Tomorrow I'll start to daven b'kavanu b'kavach karoy b'kiyotzi b'zeh. Don't think like that. Ki ein lo la'adam b'olamo ki im oso hayom v'oso sha sh'omid bo. That's all we have, right? You can't control the past. You can't live in the past, and you can't live in the future. You can only live in the hove. Ki yom ha'macharas hu olam acher legamri, because tomorrow is a different world. If I believe that Hashem is recreating my life every second of the day, then every second is a different world. In Tichos Aran, maybe in the Shivchei Aran, Rabbi Nachman talks about starting over many times a day. Person gets up in the morning, right? You had a bad shachris. So like you're off to a bad start. So you're like, all right, tomorrow will be a better day. Why tomorrow will be a better day? Stop right there, hit the reset button, and say, okay, we're starting over. Right? Start over. What do you mean start over? This is not a starting point. Make it a starting point. Declare that I'm starting over right now. I did something bad, okay, starting over right now. Because right now it's a different moment. The next day is a different world, he says. And he says that's the pshat, but we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, right? Tehillim tzadi hey, hayom im bakolo tishma'u. The conversation that the Gemara has at the end of Maseches Sanhedrin, where one of the Tanaim says to Eliyahu HaNavi, when are you coming? Was Mashiach coming? What's going to be? So he says, I'm coming hayom. He says, Gavaldik, you're coming today? That's great. So he says, well, im bakolo tishma'u, if you listen to my voice. Rabbi Nachman's teaching us the secret of Geula is hayom. Hayom im bakolo tishma'u. If you can listen to my voice for one day, and then you can do it for one more day, and one more day, then you can be a good Jew the whole year. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is called Hayom. Rosh Hashanah, we feel like we're planning the whole year, which we are. But we're planning it, you know, one step at a time. One day at a time. Right? The Chever last year bought me, for Hanukkah, they bought me a set of Svarim. It's called Peli Yoetz, from the Horn Stipler. So Shkayach Telus, we're in the Shir last year. So in the Horn Stipler, in the back of the Sefer, he has a beautiful vart. He says, when a person gives Meiser Behema, yeah? Every tenth animal has to be given to Hashem. So he says, the way that you do it is that you let the animals out single file, out of the pen, and you count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then you mark, the tenth one, and then you do it again. So he says, why not just take, 10% and just, give it to Hashem? Why do you have to count like that, and then every tenth... He says, because if you have to try to give like a big chunk of your, flock to Hashem, it feels like so much. But when you count, 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4 for me, 5 for me, 6 for me, 7 for me, 8 for me, 9 for me, okay, 1 for Hashem. 1 for me, 2 for me. He says that doesn't feel like you're, it's not as overwhelming. I think it's such a profound psychological insight to be able to take it one step at a time. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, there's a sefer called Mechitzas Rabbeinu, a collection of different things from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. So one of his sons, I think Reb Binyamin, used to say that when my father used to send me to the post office to pick up the mail and to drop off the mail in the good old days. So he says it was like a long walk from our house to the post office. And I used to always complain to my father, it's such a far walk, it takes so long to get there and to get back. So he said my father gave me a very good etzah. Reb Yaakov was like an unbelievable Baal etzah in the most practical way. Reb Yaakov said to him, along the way, there are poles, right? Telephone poles. So he says, instead of looking at it as like one long trip, right? So count the telephone poles. Meaning break up the long trip into like 15 shorter trips. And it'll feel like a lot less. And he said, Taka, it felt much easier when I was able to take it a little bit at a time. And then the Sefer says, this is a big yisod in the Vodas Hashem. There's a cloud gadol, Rabbi Nachman says, but Vodas Hashem. To not try to tackle everything at once, but to just take it hayom. That's the key to Mashiach. Hayom mibakolo tishmo. Today, if you listen to my voice, one day at a time. Okay, now what is this? How does this express itself even more so on Rosh Hashanah? So now we see, Hayom is a word for Rosh Hashanah. So I want to show you a really beautiful piece from Rav Avram Shor in the Halacha Chvalibu. This is the Elul Tishrei volume, on page 138. And this is Gevaldik. Okay, the piece is called Shofar Romeis Al Estaklus Al Ahove Ulechuva Shlema. The shofar teaches us about how to live in the moment. It's not just that Rosh Hashanah is called Hayom, and that we have this perspective of Hayom from Rabbi Nachman, but the shofar itself teaches us how to take things one step at a time. That's the only way to grow in Avodas Hashem. I've been very makbid my whole life to grow in this kind of way. If I've gotten anywhere in my life, it's because I never did anything like, complete. And I had friends in yeshiva who flipped out on day one, and flipped back on the last day of the,
What about the Rambam?
What about the Rambam?
Rambam says to go to an extreme.
Go to the extreme to change yourself, but that's only to get back to the middle. Yeah, sometimes you have to. Yeah, if you have an extremely negative wave, you have to sometimes just to tip the scale to go to the opposite extreme. But again, Judaism's not supposed to be extreme. To live a balanced life and to grow step by step, right? The mashal of the Ruach Chaim, Pirkei Avos, Chaim Volozhiner says, imagine a melech who says to his eved, I want you to bring down a jar from a high shelf. So he says, would the eved be expected to jump from the ground 20 feet in the air to grab that bottle and to bring it down? There's a ladder. He's expected to climb the ladder. What happens if the master sees, if the king sees that the Eved climbs halfway up the ladder and then he's sitting there halfway up the rungs of the ladder, sitting there playing on his cell phone? So he'll be very upset with him. But he doesn't expect him to fly, from the floor to the ceiling in 1 second. As long as he sees he's climbing, then he's carrying out the avoda. So Chaim Velezhner says the same thing in Avodas Hashem. You know, no one's expecting to get to the top of the ladder in a second. No master would think that's reasonable to demand of that. Climbing a ladder, you have to be careful when you climb the ladder. To go up a rung, you have to take your foot off. You have to put yourself in danger. So you have to be careful how you climb. You can't climb instantly to the top. But the avoda is that every day I'm growing, I'm climbing. I'm a holich. Moshe Rabbeinu criticizes Klal Yisrael on this past week's parsha. Atem nitzavim ayom. The bad side of nitzavim, right? The positive side of standing is a certain confidence and being able to be a baal tshuva like we saw. The bad side of standing is that people are supposed to be holchim. Man is supposed to be a holich. A malach is called an omid. In the Navi Zechariah, in the third parak, it says that the malachim are called omdim, and a person is called a holich because they're supposed to keep growing. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in this sort of this final Musar Shmuz to Klal Yisrael, says to them, "Atem nitzavim ayom, you're standing still." Contrast that with Moshe Rabbeinu on the last day of his life, Vayelech Moshe. Right? These two parshas we just had this past Shabbos. Moshe says, "I tell this from the Sefer Karban Ha'ani, Rav Yaakov Katina." He says Moshe was saying to him, "Atem nitzavim ayom, you're standing still, but Vayelech Moshe." Moshe, till the last day, he was running in Avodas Hashem. So a Jew has to keep moving, but again, it has to be in a balanced way. It can't be, a person can't, you know, fly to tremendous heights instantly. It has to be step by step by step. Keep moving. So look at this piece. How does the shofar teach us? How does the shofar teach us that a person has to live in the moment? Isa b'Gemara. The Gemara says, V'kama shiur tekiya. Perish Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, kadesh yochzenu biyadu v'yira lakanu lakan. What is the shiur of the shofar? How big does the shofar itself have to be? So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kadesh yochzenu biyado, that you should be able to hold the shofar in your hand, and it sticks out a little bit on each end. Yeah? Because if the shofar is so small that you can palm the whole thing in your hand, and you blow into it, it almost looks like you're blowing into your hand. Some people can make cool sounds, they're not blowing into their hands. So to make sure that it's clear that there's a shofar, you have to make sure the shofar is at least big enough that it sticks out a little bit on each side. By the way, where are Hilchos shofar found? The halachos of the shofar. We're in halacha. Simin Tav Kuf Pei Vav. Yeah? Tav Kuf Pei Vav. What's the gematria of Tav Kuf Pei Vav?
576.
586. What's the gematria of shofar? 586. It's easy to remember. Where is the shofar? It's in the simin in Shulchan Aruch that corresponds to shofar. Okay, that's what they say. They bring... No. That's already... They bring from Rav Yaakov Emden says that already. A shofar is gematria tafkuf peilav. Right, the simanim in Shulchan Aruch are always already have an idea that the simanim are very much bashkacha pratis. There's a reason why a particular halacha falls out in a particular simon in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, and then you should make for yourself. You should make up your own ramazan to remember where things are found in Shulchan Aruch. Remember some of them? What do you remember? Remember my brothers, which one?
Bathroom.
Right, how do you know that you have to check yourself before you daven? Check to see if you need to go to the bathroom. Where is that found in the halacha? What simen? Simen tzadi bez. Tzarech bathroom. That's my brother's remnants. And how do you know which direction to face during davening? You said, I forget, you're supposed to face north, east, south, west. What's the halacha? So you want to know which side you face. How do you say side in Hebrew? Tzad. Right, so Simen Tzadi Dalet tells you the direction. Or Chaim Simen Tzadi Dalet tells you the direction to Davin. I heard from a Rav once, he said that one of Rav Avadya Yosef's sons came to visit and he gave a shir in Queens. And he asked the audience, he said, Where in your day is the halachos of dagim? Halachos of fish? So he says, no one knows. Rav Avadya Yosef's son, maybe Rav Yitzchak Yosef, said, it's in Simen Pei Gimel. They're like, okay. Like, how should we know? He's like, what do you mean? Pei Gimel stands for gefilte fish. So they told them. So remember, in your day, it's Simen Pei Gimel, our Hilchos Dagim. Yeah? You remember my Shnayim Mikra one? Where's the halachas of Shnayim Mikra Vechatargon? Or Chaim Simen Reish Pei Hei. What does Reish Pei Hei stand for? Read Parshas HaShavua. Okay, so you should make yourself a Muslim. You should make Simanim to help you remember it. How to look things up in halacha. But again, those are just cute ways to remember, right? But some of them are very, meaning, it's amazing that Hilchos Shofar is in the Siman that's Gematria Shofar. That's an amazing thing. Okay, so the Shofar has to be big enough that when you hold it in your hand, it emerges on both sides a little bit. The Kosov HaMe'iri, the Me'iri writes, Dishi'uro Tefach. So how big is that? That the Shofar should be a Tefach, the size of a fist. B'shir ze afilim yeshlo yad katan. Right, the shear that we say for a shofar, the Miri says, is a tefach, even if you have a small hand. A tefach is the shear, whatever, however in halach we define a tefach, different shittas exactly. And we don't make a gezeira that we're concerned that it looks like you're blowing into your hand. As long as it's big as a tefach, that's the minimum shear for a shofar. Okay. So what? What do we learn from the fact that a shofar, the halacha says that the shofar has to be the size of a tefach? So he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Amr B'Tehillim. Hinei tefachos nosato yomai. David HaMelech says, behold, you have made my life tefachos. A tefach, plural. Uperish Rabbi Rabbunim, Yiprashistcha Zuchusya Yen Aleinu. And the Rabbi Rabbunim Yiprashistcha explained, Duhu Mashal Adam HaModid Shivim Amma Chavalim Biyado. Imagine a person who wants to measure out a 70 Amma long rope. Yeah? And he wants to measure it based on the tefachim. He's going to measure it with his hand. He's going to go like this. And he's going to go like this to keep measuring the rope. Right? There are usually, we usually say that there are how many tefachim in an amma? Depends. Sometimes five, sometimes six, sometimes seven. Depends on which environment you're measuring. Different halachim. But let's assume six, right? So there's six tefachim in an amma. So you want to measure a 70 amma rope. So 70 times 6, so you're going to measure it using your tefach of your hand. So it says, the Rebbe Rabbunim, lo nisha lo biyado lo olam rak tefach. But as you're measuring the rope, how much do you have in your hand at any one moment? It's a very long rope. But at any one moment, you only have a tefach. Shereizeh shemadad kfar hayechutz liyado, because that which you already measured, that as you move along the rope, that which has already been measured is not in your hand. And that which you have yet to measure is also not in your hand. So if your life is also Yemeshin Oseinu Shivim Shana. How much of life do you grasp at any one moment? A tefach. So David HaMelech says, Hinei tefachos nasati yomai. My life is made up what? Not of 70 long years, so look at it as one big unit of time, but David HaMelech says what? That my life is made up of a tefach, and then another tefach, and then another tefach, and another tefach. And again, holding that shofar on Hayom, which is a tefach big in your hand, is a reminder that I can only take my life one tefach at a time. That which I measured is already out of my hand. That which I have yet to measure is not yet in my hand. That which is past is no longer. And that which has yet to come is not my problem right now. So the shofar reminds a person to take life one tefach at a time. You can't tackle all of life in one shot. A step, and then another step, and then another step, and then another step. In the Beis HaMikdash, the way to get up to Mizbeach is not even steps, it's a ramp, which allows for even smaller, right, smaller footsteps. That's the way a person grows in Avodas Hashem. V'inei dover zehu yesod ha-tshuva, ki ikr ha-monea me'adam lasos tshuva, exactly like we learned today. That the main thing that stops a person from doing tshuva is that he feels overwhelmed by his past and his future. Shesavar belibo eich yachol b'matzavo lishnas ezdargo. How could I possibly change myself? Right? It's not possible for me to change my ways. Turn the page. My past is out of my control. My future, I'm nervous. It doesn't seem like I'm going to be able to make the right choices. I have so much life left. So the way I feel right now in the last second of Yom Kippur, as I'm swearing I'll never do that aveira again, right? There's a part of me that doesn't believe it, that of course I'm going to do that aveira again. I'm so nervous. The future is so uncertain. And I feel an obligation. I have to be perfect from this day forward, right? A real Baal Tshuva says, Kabbalah ala asad, I'm never going to do it again. And Charata ala avar. I don't feel I can do that. The davar zeh nir lo ke'eino bar hasaga, it seems like it's beyond our ability. Kach nimna milasos tshuva. And it paralyzes, it stops a person from being able to do tshuva. And therefore the answer has to be a tefach. The shofar is a tefach, hayom, one day at a time. V'chein kasu b'svarim ha-kadoshim levar ma-sh'amru chazal. Va'ata, what is va'ata? It's a code word. Va'ata is always a code word for what? For tshuva, u'lashon tshuva. And it's very obvious why that is. Chavetz Chaim has this in his Avos Chesed. Others have it as well. Right? Va'ata. Va'ata means tshuva, because ata, how would you translate ata with an ayin?
Now.
Tshuva is about now. Tshuva is about being in the moment. Tshuva is not about so much worrying about my past or my future, but being able, at least for the next moment, can I be moser nefesh? Can I give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the next 5 seconds? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyah bedvaro.
Amen.
Haynu shezeh hanekuda hayecholah lehevi adam lidei tshuva. All right, let's talk for a second. Who stops us from doing tshuva? The Yitzhara, the Satan, the Malach Maves. Okay? Remember what Bastra says, those are all the same. The Yitzhara is the Satan, is the Malach Maves. First he's your Yitzhara and he tells you, let's go do an Avera. After he gets you to do the Avera, then he becomes the Satan and he goes to Hashem and says, oh, look what he did. And then Hashem says, okay. He has to die for his crimes. Then he comes back as the Malach Maves and he kills you. That's how, in broad strokes, how the Yitzhara is the Satan, is the Malach Maves. Okay. Give me another name. The Satan, the Machlavas, Sitra Achra, Samach Mem. Yeah? And if I had to pick a nation that represents all of evil, who would I say?
Amalek.
Okay? Whenever we talk about the Satan, right, whenever we talk about some Kalach trying to stop us from serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, we think about Amalek. We think a lot about Amalek. Amalek has a lot to do with Elul and Tishrei, maybe even more to do with Elul than to do with Tishrei. For example, we're going to say in the davening of the Yom Naram, we're going to ask Hashem to please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please have Rachmanis on us and remove the Memsheles Zadon, Memsheles HaZadon min ha'aretz. Yeah? Memsheles HaZadon. Remove the evil empire from planet Earth. Who is this Memsheles HaZadon? Who is that? So if you look in the Ramchal is a mimer, where the Ramchal says that the Memsheles Zadon is a Malek. Whenever we refer to the Memsheles Zadon, it's a reference to a Malek. Okay, so what's the gematria of Zadon? Zadon's like a Lashon of Mezid, right? I mean, the one who always tries to, you know, it's like not an accident. Sometimes nations, like, you know, they start up with us, but they're not necessarily against Klal Yisrael. They're not the essence of evil.
67.
Right? A Malek is mamish the essence of evil. Okay, 67. Right, 67 is gematria, is the gematria of El. Because a Malek always comes to stop Klal Yisrael from doing tshuva. Right? El is gematria of Bina, of the sphere of Bina. The concept of Bina has a lot to do with tshuva. The Olam HaBina has a lot to do with tshuva. Because if you count the spheros from the bottom up, right? If you count from Malchus counting back up the spheros, so the eighth one up, right, is Bina. The only one above it would be Chachma and Keser. So Bina is, in some ways, is connected to eight is l'mal minatava. The concept of tshuva, Gemara says in Pesachim, the tshuva was created before the world. Tshuva doesn't make sense. It's totally l'mal minatava. A Malik's whole inyan is to say there's no such thing as l'mal minatava. So a Malik tries to stop tshuva, tries to stop Elul, tries to stop Shofar, tries to stop Hayom. Yeah? So I'll tell you an amazing thing that fits beautifully into this piece. The end of Parshas B'Shalach, what does it say? Ki yad al keska, nochemus l'ashem ba'malik midor dor. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, in a constant battle against the Malik, and the Malik tries to block out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? End of B'Shalach. Kiyad al kes ka. Ka meaning yud and hay. Right? There's a hand. Kiyad, there's a hand. Al kes. What's kes? Chaf sama. What's kes? He says kisei, missing the letter aleph. A Malik blocks out the dal, right? We learned about this the other day. And then, a Malik also blocks out in Hashem's name, yud, hey, vav, hey. A Malik blocks out the letters of vav and hey. There's a hand on the case, on the kisei, blocking out the aleph of Yah, of Yod and Hey, of Ka, Hashem's name. The Vav and Hey are blocked out by a Malik. So the letters aleph, Vav and Hey are the letters that are blocked out by a Malik. Let's focus on those letters of Hashem's name that they take away. They take away the Vav and the Hey. So I'll tell you a beautiful insight. Yeah? A Malik doesn't want us to live in the moment. A Malik is against Hayom. One of the phrases that we use for Rosh Hashanah, Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Yeah? Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Bekesa liyom chagenu. So what's the gematria of Bekesa liyom chagenu? I mentioned it the other day. From our Arabian friend, Rabbi Rubenstein, Shkita. He always says this remez, for those who know Rabbi Rubenstein. Right? Bekesa liyom chagenu is 240. It's gematria Malik. But Malik very much tries to stop Rosh Hashanah from happening. Because Rosh Hashanah is called Hayom. Rosh Hashanah is about being in the Hofer. Which letters of Hashem's names does the Malik take away? What did we just say? Hey. Which letters? Vav and Hey. Yeah? And Malik says, with a Yud and a Hey, it's amazing, listen to this. With a Yud and a Hey, you can make Haya. You can make the past. With a Yud and a Hey, you can make Yihya. You can make the future. But a Vav and Hey is how you make Hofer. You hear? The letters Yud and Hey of Hashem's name, right, are the letters that are in Haya, the word Haya, representing the past. Yihya, representing the future. Amalek says, we could talk, let's focus on the past, let's focus on the future, and that's where we get overwhelmed, and we can't function. Amalek takes away the Vav and Hey, which are the letters that make up Hova, the present. Right? Hey, Vav, Hey. So Amalek tries to take away the present. So on Rosh Hashanah, which is Bekesel Yom Chageinu, Bigmatria Amalek, Amalek tries to stop us from living in the moment. And therefore, we have to understand the secret of Va'ata. Right? Va'ata, now. Right now. A Jew has to live in the moment. A Jew has to believe that it's possible to, even in this world, to be L'malam and Ateva, which is what Amalek tries to stop us from believing. One of the most important psukim in the Torah, Va'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokecha Shol Me'emach. Yeah? Remember the pasuk in Parshas Ekev? Va'ata Yisrael, now Jewish people, what is it that Hashem desires from you? That you should fear Him, that you should love Him, that you should do all the mitzvos. So what do you mean, that's it? Yeah, I can make it sound like it's not a big deal, right? Oh, what is it that God wants from you? Only to be perfect. So we've said in the past from the Chavetz Chaim, one of the Talmidim of the Chavetz Chaim brings in the name of the Chavetz Chaim. It's your set was Friday, right? The way to learn the pasuk is like this. Va'ata Yisrael ma'ashem lokecha shol mimach. What does Hashem want from you? Hashem wants from you va'ata, right now. Hashem says, if you serve me right now, if you can make a good choice for the next 5 seconds, then you'll come to love me completely. You'll come to fear me completely. That's the Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. Right? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. What does Hashem want from you? Va'ata. He wants you to serve Him right now. And that's what Amalek is trying to take away. When they take away the Vav Hey, they're taking away the Hover. They're taking away the possibility of Va'ata and the possibility of Hayom. So it says Rav Shur, let's keep going, let's finish it up. So Rav Shur says, Va'ata hu lashon tshuva. Haynu shezeh nekuda hayachola lahavi adam lidei tshuva. When a person lives in the moment, when he believes he can serve Hashem now, regardless of what he's done in the past or what he, Chas v'Shalom, will do in the future, then he can become a Baal Tshuva. Lachshov rach al harega shal ata, v'lo al ha'aver v'lo al ha'asid. I like that Rav Shor uses the word rega here. Yeah? Because I once saw, many years ago, and different Svarim bring this, I don't remember where I first saw it, that when a Malik is described by Bilam in his visions, and it describes that a Malik has no future, yeah? So what does the pasuk say? It says that Malik was the first of nations to attack us. You remember the pasuk? How does it say that? Malik was the first of nations. Rashis, Goyim, Amalek. So the Sfarim say, what's the Rashi Tevos? Rashis, Goyim, Amalek. Rega. Why? Because Amalek steals the moment. Rega means the moment. Rashis, Goyim, Amalek. So we're having a moment where they finally believed in themselves. They came out of Mitzrayim and Hashem chose them and they're on their way to Har Sinai and Amalek comes and tries to cool us off. They steal the moment. But a Jew who lives in the moment, who's not paralyzed by his past or his future, is able to serve Hashem. V'oz lo yafriya lo ha-maisim sha'asa v'avar, v'lo ha'ol ala kabbalah la'asid. He's not paralyzed by things he's done in the past or the responsibility of the future. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. Hinei tefachos nasati amai. The same David HaMelech who says, my life is, right, yameishono seinu shivim shana, but David HaMelech says, but I want my life to be made up of what? Of a tefach. And then another tefach, and then another tefach. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's son counting the poles on the way to the post office. Ki kol yom hu b'chinas tefach. Every day, you can only control what's in your hand. Shrak zehu b'yadam. Hu memela ino doeg ala avar v'ala asid v'nimtza kol yamav heim b'tshuva. Okay, let's do one final paragraph. V'inei b'tkiya shofar merameiz ala siyas ha-tshuva k'di isa b'medrish. We know that the shofar, of course, not only, of course, signals to us to do tshuva, but the very word shofar has to do with tshuva, because the Medrash says that shofar is milashon shifru ma'aseichem. Shifru ma'aseichem means what? Remember shifra and pua, right? Shapir means to beautify. Shib from Asechem, beautify your behaviors, your actions. V'chein kosav Rabbeinu Sadia Gon. Rav Sadia Gon, when he gives his 10 explanations of what the shofar is supposed to hint to us, Rav Sadia Gon says, Echad me'atam l'tkiya shofar Rosh Hashanah, kevan shekol ha-shofar ba'la'or es kol ha'am b'tshuva, al derech ha-kosav im yitaka b'shofar ba'ir, ba'am lo yechradu. Right? How could it be that the shofar sounds in the city and people don't tremble? V'yishlomer shezehu ha-remez shal shir tefach sheish b'shofar. So now we come back to the halacha we started with, where the Meiri said that the size of a shofar is a tefach, lo diya l'chol adam, b'Rosh Hashanah, she'ein lo lidog, rak al hayom ha'shanim tzviyata, the tefach that's in your hand. V'kach yev yecholto l'shaper es darkam. And then if you live like that, then you'll be a shofar. And you'll be able to be shifru ma'aseichem, make good choices. V'zeh yesh l'havin gam kein ma'shanik Rosh Hashanah hayom, as we've explained so many times today, that's why Rosh Hashanah is called hayom, to live in that moment, hayom da Rosh Hashanah, ki avodas Rosh Hashanah hu lachshov rak al hayom hazeh, shu omid bo, to only think about the day in which I stand at this moment, standing, as we learned, al yedeza yachol lasos masher mutol alav. You know, let's just do one last paragraph. I'm sorry, let's do one more paragraph. Omrim b'tfila b'Rosh Hashanah, zeh hayom tchilas ma'asecha, because this is a really important point. Last point. What is Rosh Hashanah? What happened to Rosh Hashanah? When was the world created? A little bit of a trick question. When was the world created? Yesterday. Chaf Ha'Elul. Yeah? What happened on Aleph Tishrei?
Man was created.
When we say Hayom Haras Olam, today is the founding of the world, it's talking about the Olam Katan of man. Right? This is creation of the world. Work, right? Bishvili never Ha'Olam. I am the Olam. So when we say Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, this is the beginning of your handiwork, Hashem. V'kayal Briyas Ha'adam Shal Yado Nishlama Tachlis Ma'ase Bereishis. When man is created on Rosh Hashanah, that's the beginning. That's the purpose of creation. That was the tachlis of the whole Bria. Shu Iker Ritzono Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Briyas Ha'olam. So that's what a Jew has to think about on Rosh Hashanah. You have to think about yourself. This is the first day of my life. Because that's what it is. Rosh Hashanah is the day that man first came to be. So you have to say on Rosh Hashanah, this is the first day. I don't have to worry about my future. I don't know anything about my future yet. I don't have to worry about my past. There is no past. I was just created right now. Every year, Rosh Hashanah is not just a zecher to what once was, it's a reliving of what happened then. A person's recreated. A new life force is blown into man. What do you think the blowing of the shofar is? In the deepest form, the whole blowing of the shofar is what? Is Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew a spirit of life into us. On Rosh Hashanah, we're blowing a spirit of life back into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the world, like we spoke a little bit about last night. So every man and every woman has to see himself or herself. Every Jewish woman he recreated on Rosh Hashanah. And the same way he ends on a powerful note, chizik for women in particular with regards to Inyanei Tznius, he says that the same way that there's amazing medrash. Look at this medrash. V'al kol eiver ve'eiver shayabore ba hayomer la tehei isha tznua isha tznua. And every limb that Hashem created of Chava, as she became the foundation of all women, right? He said, over each limb of her body, you should be an Isha Tznua. You should be able to carry yourself in the way that a Jewish woman carries herself. And therefore, over Rosh Hashanah, Shemischadi Shabriya Shala'adnim B'Briya Sa'isha, Nemar Shuv Tzivoy Zeh Tehei Isha Tznua. So Hashem says to every Jewish man and every Jewish woman on Rosh Hashanah, right? Be an Isha Tznua. Feel that today is the Tchilas Ma'asecha, Umikan Shetzarach Leschazik Ben Yonei Atznius Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, he goes on and he ends the piece. He talks about the importance of being mechazik and yanei tznius, which certainly needs chizik in our world. But again, there's such a good yesod from the Rebbe Rabunim, right? My life is made up of tefachos. My life is made up of a tefach at a time. The shir of the shofar is a tefach. Hayom, ba'ata, everything about Rosh Hashanah is saying to us to live in the moment. Okay, so we should be zocha to feel like a bria chadasha, to feel the recreation of man every single day of our lives. Shkoyach.